Welcome, everybody. This is absolutely fun to have family night, and you guys have no idea how much like family this really is with this couple. But I want to welcome Nick and Julie Rodriguez. Say hi. How you guys doing?
Hi. We're doing great. And you?
So awesome. This is so cool. I'm glad to do this. I wanted to start this off because some people don't realize. Oh, there's the introduction. Go ahead and introduce your beast.
This is Max.
Sit down.
We've had Max since
November.
Almost, yeah, since about the holidays.
So cute. That's so funny. I think almost all of our international couples have dogs.
No, some of them have children.
Some of them have babies.
But
that's right.
We have a dog. Yeah, well, we decided to train them the dog first, you know?
It's smart. Yeah. It's smart. I got three dogs, so that means I probably won't have babies for a while. Hey, I found something today, and you may not remember this, but I thought I would kick this off with a little bit of a trip to the past, if you don't mind. This is the very first day Anna met Julia in Nikolai. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I remember the day very well.
Here we go.
Hi guys, this is me and my new friend Julia. We are celebrating 8th March. Just want to show you, because you guys sucks, you don't celebrate that. And we're just having a good time and fun. And she's my new friend. I just met her today. And she's going to be our translator. And she's an amazing girl. And here we go. You want to say something?
Oh, you know, you speak so fast. I don't catch sometimes. Hello, my name is Julia and I want to be your interpreter if you come. You know, today we have International Women's Day in Ukraine. And what I want to say, if you want to meet a good girl, pretty one, and who maybe to fall in love, please come here. We will help you to receive
happiness. I can say anything today, it's 8 March.
You will have fun here, we will do everything for you to spend a good time.
By the way, she's single too, you know, so guys, you can try. So anyway, I mean, I think she's amazing, and you will see us soon in a few weeks, and you'll enjoy.
Just too much fun not to share.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. It's fun now to watch it, but then I couldn't, you know, it was so sudden. I was not prepared for that video, and I was like, oh, what to say, how to behave. I was kind of afraid, scared of the camera.
Oh, and now you're an expert.
Sorry?
And now you're an expert.
Now, yeah.
Totally.
But then it was a little bit confusing, but yeah, it was fun. I really enjoy remembering that day. It was really nice. I loved it, working with you, helping people, you know, meet other people and connect and give advice somehow. I don't know, it was so nice. I really enjoyed it.
We're going to start there. I've got about 20 photos from when you worked with us, and then about 20 from when the two of you met on the Quest Tour, and then we'll go into your guys' photo from your life together. Is that okay?
Nice. That sounds fun.
All right. So there's a video we just saw. This was our very first event. Remember we did it. What's the name of the nightclub there?
I don't remember. No, I don't remember. I can't say right now what was the name of the
It was Caprica, remember that?
Caprica, right, yeah. Mark remembers better than me.
You got some bowling.
Ah, this is Marina, my friend. Yeah.
Now, these are some of your clients. I just randomly put through some of the people you worked with over the years. Oh, and of course, in the old days, we did the castle. So we had the knights.
Yeah. Oh, Jeremy, you know, Mark, I would love to listen to the same interview with Jeremy and Gala.
because we're so interested in what's going on in their life. So maybe you talk.
Oh, it's coming. I just talked to him last week, and he asked to give him a few more weeks, but they're so excited, and they're very happy.
Nice.
I just forgot that he was your client.
Yeah, he was.
And then I think that was your chance to go into management, because as soon as he was interested in Gala, you know, he just kind of hung out with me. I don't know that you needed to do anything for him that week.
We talked with them, I guess, a year ago. Before our wedding, we wanted to invite them, but because Gala couldn't travel yet, they couldn't come. But this is the only time we were talking with them. They just moved to Vancouver then. They seem to be very happy there.
There she is next to you.
Gala, yeah.
Oh. Vitaly.
Vitaly, yeah.
I love the picture of Ryan behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Oh my
gosh. Chin. Daryl. And then we moved to the big room.
Working moment.
Oh, and this was January of last year.
So cold.
So cold.
Yeah.
It was so cold in the castle. Yeah, we had to eat in our clothes, like fur coats.
And karaoke.
Nice. I've seen this picture before.
This is fun.
You were the queen of karaoke. It was so much fun. We miss you.
You know, I'm very happy that you're still making this tradition working.
Of course.
Oh, Vera.
Oh. Where are we with the clipboard? Looks like you're in charge.
This is the last, my last tour I was working, January.
Ta-da.
I get photo.
All right, now the man arrives.
You know, in this photo, I'm sitting right next to Nick.
Really?
But without any photo where you can see that we're sitting next to each other. This is the traditional dinner, first day when we met. And I don't know, for some reason, we were sitting just next to each other and talking.
I think I had the last seat on the table, and then, and then there's a seat on the end where you were able to sit there for a little while.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a challenge. Now I'm gonna have to go see if I can find a photo.
You can find a photo of me there alone, but not a photo of us together, I think.
What about a picture of the entire table, no?
Maybe. I was sitting there for a while, like for maybe 20 minutes. Because I was working, I was on that tour already, so I was kind of running, you know. Nick meeting his translator.
Yeah.
Here, I'm sitting here, and next to me, Nick.
Yeah, that's it. You're sitting there. Here we are at home.
Interview.
And then the famous interview. Oh, here you go.
Nice.
This is a castle, right?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I didn't have enough time during that trip. I wish I would have had 10 more days.
Oh, this is nice photo.
It was nice time at the castle. And then we left Nikolaev after that weekend, went to Odessa, and we had a really good time.
Your photos. So I'm just going to roll through these and tell me about them.
About the photos?
Okay.
So,
yeah, go ahead. You tell
me?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, this is the photos. When we were in Bukovel, we got acquainted in the end of August, And Nick came back to see me in November. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to go somewhere together. And we thought that Bukoval in the west of Ukraine, in the mountains, mm-hmm. would be a perfect place. But it was a perfect place, actually, but there was no snow yet. We couldn't yeah. ski. It's a ski resort.
And it was already like getting to be like late November.
It was nothing. Snow. Yeah, it was nothing there. It was like two bars were working there. And there were like three people in the whole big hotel, you know, living.
During like New Year's in January, this place is just jam-packed with all kinds of people, you know, skiing and doing, you know, restaurants, nightclubs. It's like, it's a really romantic, like, alpine village up there. It's, I would highly recommend it if anybody gets a chance to take their girl there. It's a very nice spot.
Commend you on that, Nick, because you were one that always thought creative ways to take her out. You guys went to Odessa together, and you go to places like this, and it's special for her because they don't get out of their hometown very often. So I thought that was a nice touch, no matter what happened. I'm sure you guys had a good time anyway.
Because it's nice to go do things like that, and we try to continue to do things like that all the time.
This photo was made after Nick made proposition.
Mm-hmm. Tell them
we went to, we just by accident, we met there a girl who like said, oh, let's go on the top of the mountain one day. And it was actually our last day in Bukoval. And we decided to go, three of us, to the top. And she had a nice camera.
Yeah.
And when we went to the top of the mountain, and made me proposition. Mm-hmm. And this girl like made photos. She was shocked, but she still was making photos of that.
And video.
And video. Somewhere we have video, but
so you have a video of when he actually proposed?
Yeah.
No, actually she was watching with open mouth like that. And then when she like she was okay, like she was like okay, she started making video, but he already made proposition and I said yes.
Yeah, it was like second half.
And it was second half when we were already hugging and I put the ring on, you know, but it was still funny.
It's nice.
It's awesome. It's
awesome. This is at the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta.
Yeah, this is my first day in America, actually, like second after I arrived. Nick met me in Atlanta in the airport, and we went next day to this big aquarium thing with all these fish and sharks and whatever. Oh my gosh, it was so amazing.
Yeah, really cool place.
Since this is your first day in America, let me ask, did you have any trouble with the visa process, or how long did it take you to get approved?
We already watched Ryan and Yulia interview. They were saying about Oksana and what we want to say about her, only good things. We also turned to Oksana and we were approved 2 weeks after acceptance of the petition. So actually it was very fast. And after we were approved, I got my visa in 1 month after that. So. What about Oksana? She's some kind of magician or what? All couples whom I know who use her service, this is not, guys, it's not an advertisement. This is true. All couples who used Oksana were approved so fast. That it was unbelievable. Ryan and Yulia were approved in 2 or 3 weeks. We were approved and some other couples. So actually, I think it's good to use the attorney who is specialized in it, you know?
Yeah, they know her down there. I'm sure when they see her name, they've got a whole file of all the people that she's processed because they just push the package right through. She knows exactly how to stack up all the documents.
Yeah, you will never regret the money you spend on this thing, you know?
Actually, about half what I paid with the attorney when I got my wife, so.
Really? That's great. Yeah. See? We haven't had any troubles with getting visa, and when I was in the consulate, I came and the consul asked me a couple questions, like, and I got visa very easily. Yeah, so that's it. It was easy. This is my first days in Florida.
Yeah, that was one of our little day trips to the beach. Nice. That's Panama City Beach there, right at the pier. Yeah, it's nice powder sand.
Ah, oh, sunset.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I think I was going to work there.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, that was the Vegas trip. Oh man.
Well, I want to thank you for sending these because you had photos I hadn't seen. These are really cute.
Photos from the chapel photographer.
Yeah, the chapel.
They're not very good quality because I was scanning them.
That is, it's so much fun.
Look at this guy. He's trying to get his ball behind me. So, yeah, this was nice photos, actually. We have some of them on our fireplace.
Yeah. Trip. Yeah, there we
men
go.
Men of action.
The men of action right there.
If you guys can't see it or watching, all three of us are holding our medallion, our man of action medallions. I'm really proud of this picture. I thought it was cool.
I keep mine on my desk.
Right on.
This is our honeymoon in San Francisco. So tell the story, honey,
okay,
about
yeah,
the honeymoon.
So I'll tell you about that. So, you know, her best friend lives in San Francisco with her husband. And I coordinated with them a visit without telling Julia. So when we were headed to the airport in Vegas, I told the cab driver just to take us to the rental car place. And it took her a minute, but I think she put all the dots together and realized that we're going to drive to California.
Instead of going home.
So that's what we did. We took like a day and drove to California and then spent the night there a little bit south of the Bay Area and then continued on there.
So it was a total surprise for her.
Surprise.
I was so happy, Mark.
She was crying.
I was crying there
in the cab.
Yeah, I couldn't believe Victoria couldn't come to see us in our wedding, but I was so happy that we were going to see her and Dennis, her husband. So, like, I wasn't expecting that. So it was.
Yeah. So this photo here is this is a really neat place in San Francisco. It's up. I think it's kind of like
downtown.
Some park that they built there. It's up. Yeah. It's like one of the historic.
The fine arts.
Fine art, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's just an amazing place to go walk around and check out if anybody's ever around that area. So we did this photo. Oh, here, tell me about this one. This is cute.
Yeah, Victoria made us a big tour around the whole San Francisco. I don't know how she managed to do that, but she showed us this like really fast, but it was nice, and we really enjoyed the tour in one day. And the second day, we went to Napa Valley, the wineries here, by the way.
This is the Situi winery.
This guy in the middle, he's the owner of one of the oldest wineries in Napa Valley. So Victoria actually caught him. She was like, let's take a picture with us. And he really liked her, you know? He was like, oh, you're cute, you know?
I think he said something like, my first wife was Russian or something like that.
Russian or Ukrainian.
So yeah, it didn't take very much convincing from her to come take a photo with us.
You guys got to hook up with her. Because you guys have been childhood friends, right?
We were classmates at school with Victoria since we were 10 or 11 years old. We were friends. So, I was very happy to see her in San Francisco, of course, because we are good friends and we miss each other. And it's so good to see friends, you know, sometimes. Oh, this is the last day, I think.
Yeah, this was the last stop on the tour that Victoria had arranged. And there's a lookout above the city where you get to see the entire bay and San Francisco right here.
What a gorgeous day.
Yeah. Oh, it was just amazing there. And Napa was just incredible, too. Here we go. Universal Orlando.
This is Orlando Universal Studio Adventure Park, or Islands of Adventure, and Universal Studio Entertainment Park. Oh my gosh, this is so cool. You can't walk next day. Your feet are just killing you. But it's so cool. We were not able to go there next day because we were not able to walk. Actually, we need some needed some rest.
Yeah, it's good exercise.
But we skipped the day and went on the third day again.
But just what an amazing first 3 months in America, right? Wow.
Actually, half year, because I came here in April. So April, May, and June, we were kind of preparing to wedding. And this was like so exciting because it was a Vegas trip. So after Vegas, it was we were preparing to like we were planning where to go, and Orlando was the next trip in September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we can, you know, we like to do something every few months to keep ourselves entertained.
Yeah,
I hear you. It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, this is a Transformers ride.
Yeah, it's your favorite ride.
Yeah, I made her ride it with me like three times.
Three times, and I went with him there three times because he went for me with me twice to Harry Potter ride.
Get it hard. Aww.
This is Christmas? Yeah, mm-hmm. Christmas.
Yeah, we built the Christmas tree.
It's a little evening. Mm-hmm. This is New Year's Eve. I think, yeah.
Aww.
This is the January 6th. I got my green card.
Oh, yeah.
This is our trip to Jacksonville to Immigration Service.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't take that guy up. I think it was like 1 or 2 minutes, and he's like, yeah, you guys are cool.
Yeah,
he says, let's go ahead and get it over with.
I prepared for him, like, the folder, this thick, I couldn't close it. And we came there to the interview for the green card, and he didn't even ask any questions.
Mm-mm.
He was asking questions by my form. Is it correct? Everything. I said, yeah, do you want to see some photos, evidence? And he's like, no, I don't need all that. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is the easiest interview in my life. On which I were not asked even for any document, you know?
Wow. Well, maybe they figured that if you made it that far, you must be real.
Yeah.
And I think that guy was ex-military or something.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they started talking about military service and everything, like how everyone was in the past, you know, in the military.
That always helps if you're a military guy and you can spot another veteran. Have a little chat with them. Usually that gets you to the front of the line.
Right. No, it's true. We've always had so many good military guys in the tours over the years. This is so much fun. I realize we haven't seen you guys since the wedding in Vegas.
No, it's been a long time.
Oh, we miss you. It'd be fun if you can come out for Christmas through a reunion at Disneyland.
We would love that.
Oh. Well, let me start with Nick. Tell me a little bit about this whole journey from the day of thinking it, going through all this, now being married. Is this just like a dream come true?
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. Definitely. That's what it started out with, a dream, an idea. You know, me and some guys at work were, you know, talking about it, and he found your link, I think, on YouTube and shared the videos with me, and that's where it all started. You know, I called you up and we talked on the phone, and then I started doing what these guys out here are doing now and with the webinars. And then I signed up for the tour, and it was on at that point when me and Julia met. You know, we had never lost touch since, and now we have, you know, have a beautiful life together. It's awesome. We're both
like happy.
Best partners ever. I mean, we're complete each other fully. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You, because it's interesting, the guys kind of understand a guy's perspective because we're guys, but from your perspective, did you grow up ever thinking about marrying somebody from overseas?
It's the question to me or to me?
Yeah, to you.
To me?
Turn.
Me, you know, I was just in search for love. I didn't have the target, you know, the aim to meet someone from overseas. I just was, when I met Nick, I was ready for a relationship, ready for serious relationship, for family. And it was just perfect time to meet him, you know? So my English was good, so we didn't have any language barrier or something, you know? So it was just perfect time. Everybody, me and him, we both were ready. We realized how serious it is. We realized what we're going to, you know, together. We're looking at the same direction, you know, that's all. And I want to, like, there are many guys who are watching us. I want to advise something to you guys, if you don't mind. When you got acquainted with a girl overseas, Nick was very wise in that. Like, I was working, I had two jobs, I had my friends, family, and I was extremely busy. But he said, you know, we're now in relations, I want to see you on Skype every day, every single day. So it was as a rule, like a rule, every single day, at least half an hour, we were talking on Skype. And it helped us a lot.
Yeah,
so
you got to really, you know, you guys are going to be living together permanently. You got to make sure that that's going to fit. So
yeah,
my recommendation also is just get as much time in with your girl, you know, learn each other. And this gives you advantage once you are together.
Yeah.
Less fights to go through.
Yeah, because when the girl, when I went and sat down and that airplane was sitting there, I knew 100% what I was doing. I was sure in it. And I knew who, what kind of person who is, he, how to make him laugh, how to make him happy, how not to offend him, what I can say, what I can't say. Like, you know, all these small details that you can learn only by communication. Because it's impossible. Some girls, I know the situations between the couples when girls think that, oh, I will come in America and then I will learn this person. No, when you're coming here, you don't have parents, you don't have friends. So the only person who is next to you is the person whom you have to know already and whom you have to feel comfortable with, you know?
Yeah, tell them you just went home on a trip. Tell them how that went. How you felt about traveling back to the UK.
I know I was asked about adjustment in America also. I can't say I had a big problem with adjustment. I had 2 days of like kind of weird feeling, like what is it around me? It's all so strange, not like so different from Ukraine. But on the third day, I woke up with the confidence, like, okay, this is my kitchen, this is my bedroom, this is my house, okay, I can drive, but this is my car, you know? So it was kind of fast, and Nick helped me a lot. We were almost always planning something, always going somewhere, so he helped me a lot with the adjustment. So, but started...
The trick is to stay busy, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Always have something going on. No, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and the missing family part started like half here when I was talking with my mom a lot, like every day, twice a day in the morning and in the evening. But still I started missing my family like in the half year after I came here. And I had these troubles of crying and everything. And Nick helped me also that part. But there is nothing actually he could do. We just had to plan a trip to Ukraine.
She just had too much extra time to think about it. So when we got Max, that took up a lot of energy and extra time that she had to think about missing home.
Yeah.
And we developed our own little, you know, internet-based company, and that any other free time went out the window at that point.
Exactly. Very, very busy. The company that we started together. And while Nick was at work, I was here at home. I was busy with all that stuff. And now we're home together all the time. Nick staying with me and we're running our business. and it's pretty successful, and we like it.
Oh, it's a neat thing to work together. I know, because I get to do that with my wife. Well, you were about to say something about your trip back home when you did go to Nikolaev.
I wish we could go together, but we're a little bit tied up, you know, with a doggy and business now, so it's kind of difficult to go somewhere together. Nick had to stay at home because somebody had to run the business and to watch it after Maxi. So I went alone. For 2 weeks, I stayed there in Ukraine. It was not so nice. I was trying to spend as much time with my parents as was possible, you know. And I was very happy to see you guys, Mark, Anna, and the girls, translators. I miss you so much.
Yeah, it was fun.
And I was again in some kind of that atmosphere as before, and I was nostalgic a little bit. So, but it was nice. I liked spending some time with you.
Oh, well, your family always. We love you guys.
Love you too.
Oh. Well, before I open up to question and answer time, I just want to thank you guys again for sharing and letting the other guys in the tribe know that, you know, dreams come true. And any other little words of advice you want to give before we wrap this part up?
Advice is, guys, be relaxed. Don't be afraid of anything. Just if you want to meet someone and be happy, just be happy. Go and find the girl. And building a relationship is not easy, but it's worth it, you know. And we wish you all happiness. And find the one. And
she's out there waiting for you guys. That's for sure.
Somewhere.
There's some wonderful woman there that's perfect for every one of those guys. You just got to get out there and find her.
Couldn't have said it better.